a marketing manager with a Gweru-based lodge and safari operating company, Amanda Mafa, said she expected that the hosting of the event in Bulawayo would expose the company to more potential clients.
We've got a lot more buyers than we had last year. We hope to benefit from speaking to the buyers and getting them to buy our product. We offer safaris, accommodation, and also concentrate a lot on lion conservation.
A South African-based buyer, Mark Ndlovu, who has attended previous expos, said Zimbabwe remains one of the favorite tourist destinations in the sub-region, adding that despite the negative image, he has never experienced any violence or ever felt at risk while in the country. Ndlovu, however, decried the fact that the U.S. dollar is the most popular among the multiple currencies being used in the country, saying this makes it rather expensive to sell Zimbabwean package tours to his clients who are mainly from the middle class.
Excellent. I think Zimbabwe offers more than all these other Southern African countries have offered, because you basically can do anything here except for the coastline. There's no coastline. But I mean, Kariba makes it up, because then also you can spend time on the houseboats and stuff. But if I were to compare now the other countries that use their own currencies compared to the US dollar, then it makes this destination quite expensive.
Ingrid Gotter, an international buyer based in the Netherlands, told Studio 7 that it was the first time to attend the Zimbabwe Expo.
Zimbabwe, to me, I think it's very special because you're in a very challenging state at the moment. So I love to bring the tourists here. You've got a beautiful country. We've been to Kariba. We are on a tour from the tourism board, very well organized. We saw some stunning places, Hwangi, Fig Falls, Kariba, Matu Sedona, and it's beautiful. I'm very impressed.
Zimbabwe Tourism Authority Chief Executive Officer Kariko Gakaseke implored both local and foreign media to write truthfully about Zimbabwe, saying it is not prone to the chaos or violence that some sections of the media try to portray. Gakaseke said ZTA had decided to bring the expo to Bulawayo as a way of trying to revitalize the tourism sector in the city and the region. The Sangana Ihlanganani Expo, now in its ninth year, is a national event which is recognized on the United Nations World Tourism Organization calendar. Vice President Pelekezela Mpoko will officially open the expo tomorrow evening. Reporting for Studio 7 from Bulawayo, this is Taurai Shava.